wish of bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.
Welcome back to another elementary pronunciation lesson. My name's Diana.
And my name's Adam.
So today we are continuing with how to tell the difference between an S or Z.
Okay.
Specifically, we're talking about when the S appears at the end of a word.
Right, that's the most important part.
So as we mentioned in pronunciation number 15, you have to pay attention to the unvoiced versus voiced consonants.
So what's the difference between unvoiced and voiced then?
So to help you guys remember the difference between the two, think of an unvoiced consonant as one that can be whispered.
So you can talk like this.
And a voiced consonant as one that is spoken.
Okay, so whispered is very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Spoken is, well, you're
using your normal voice.
You're using your normal voice, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think the biggest difference is that when it's a voiced consonant, you're going to feel a vibration at your throat.
Right, right, right.
So an S following an unvoiced consonant will always sound like an S.
Okay, so maybe you guys are wondering, what are the unvoiced consonants?
Mm-hmm. And they are F, K, P, and T.
Okay, so that sounds great, but why don't we look at some examples?
All right, so our first example is cats.
Cats.
So the T here is an unvoiced consonant, so the S that follows sounds like an S.
How about laughs?
Laughs.
Laughs.
Now, since the GH makes an F sound, which is an unvoiced consonant, the S that follows also sounds like an S.
Right, so it's not always about spelling, right? Mm. It's about the sound.
Yes.
GH is F.
Yes. And the same could be said of PH.
Oh, right.
So, for example, a graph.
Oh, or graphs.
Now, the same also applies for words like books.
Books.
Or maps.
Maps.
Now, when an S follows a voiced consonant, a vowel, or another S, it turns into a Z.
Okay. Dogs.
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 Goes.
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 Arrives.
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 Places.
Places.
Places. So what about TH and S?
So we did mention this before in a lesson that was specifically about the TH.
Right.
That it has both an unvoiced and a voiced version.
Okay. And remember, guys, when you add an S to a word ending with TH, it doesn't create a new syllable.
Right. So it's not the easiest syllable to pronounce, the THS
right.
or THES.
Right.
But you guys do need to remember that you don't add an extra syllable.
Right. The S is just going on the end. He's going along for the ride.
Yes. So an unvoiced TH is also softer. So when you add an S, it's going to sound like a very quick this.
This.
On the other hand, a voiced TH requires your throat to vibrate. So when you add an S there, it sounds like a Z, as if you're saying a very quick thiz.
Thiz.
So let's compare a few words.
All right.
First, we have cloths versus clothes.
Cloths.
Cloths.
Clothes.
Clothes. And then we have another one, baths versus bathes.
Baths.
Baths.
Bathes.
Bathes. So if you guys noticed, neither Adam nor I added an extra syllable.
Right, it wasn't bathes.
Mm-hmm, right, and it wasn't cloths. I think a great way to practice this is to say it without the S and then add an S at the end and then gradually pick up speed.
Yes, always start slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, as we all know, English is a language full of exceptions.
Yes.
Right? It's always like this.
Except when it's like that.
Right, exactly, exactly. So you can always find words that don't fit into these rules.
Mm-hmm. In general, though, these rules are a good guideline to know when your S should sound like an S and when it's actually a Z in disguise.
Disguise.
Now, as with all of our pronunciation lessons, we highly encourage you to listen to it on repeat.
That's right, guys. Repeat as many times as you need. The most important part is that you start slowly and open those mouths.
Yes, exactly. Now, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to leave them in the comment section.
That's right. We always love your comments. We always love your questions. And we will see you next time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I wish you shelter from the storm. A cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.